Okay, good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. We're up to Mizmor Pei Bet, which is also happens to be the Shir Shal Yom for Tuesday. So this week we missed both Thursday and Tuesday's Shir Shal Yom by being on Wednesday now. And it's based on a certain predicate that we find in Sefer Dvarim, that when the Dayanim judge, they're really doing Hashem's work. The Ramban actually formally uses the term of shlichus, and when the dayanim distort or pervert justice, so they're committing an act of me'ila, of desecrating that really which is sacred. Ki ha'mishpat l'elokim hu, the Ramban writes there, ki l'elokim lasos mishpat ben yisurav, ki alkein biram, lios b'neihem yosher v'tzedek. These words are entirely appropriate for the Ramban's outlook, right? V'asisa ha'yashar v'hatov comes to mind. And this is a classical expression of the idea in Sefer Tehillim that when Dayanim are doing their work, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present, they're automatically shutfin partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ma'aseh Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyachol standing in their presence, so moved by the work that they're doing. And unfortunately, when they don't do it properly, it shakes the very foundations of the earth, as we'll see. The most they are at, and you know, sort of thrusts this work back onto Hashem. So we'll take a look inside, comment as we go along, and then try to, you know, broaden this out from just Dayanim, that's the primary audience, but to all of us. Mizmor la'asaf Elohim nitzav ba'daseh bekerav Elohim yishpot. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally is standing in the presence of the Dayanim. The Gemara in Brachos and Davav says it's Hashra Zashchina. How long will we tolerate injustice in the wicked? Shiftu dal v'yasom. The dayanim need to do their jobs and take care of those who are being oppressed, especially the orphans. Aniva rashat diku paltu dal v'evyon. Rescue again the dal, the one who's crushed, and the evyon, person who's destitute in many ways beyond just the financial realm. Ta'iv l'chol davar miyad v'shayim hatilu lo yadu v'lo yavinu b'chashecha yisalachu. Right, when din isn't being properly done, and we recall here the mission at the end of the first parak of Pirkei Avos, we just study this mission over Shabbos. Al shloshet dvarim olam kayem, al hadin, al ha'emes, v'al shalom. So yimotu kol most de'aretz. It's like the entire world is cast into darkness. The foundations of the world, you know, have been shaken. Ani amarti Elohim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. Hashem saw that we had potential. Right, the term Elohim means to be like God, and that's not an accident. V'nikra bal habayis el Elohim, that's the term used for Dayanim. We're most godlike when we are practicing and providing and acting injustice. Achin ka'adam temusum uchachad asarim tipolu, but we've proven ourselves unworthy of the title of B'nei Elohim or B'nei Elyon. And instead, we're Adam, meaning from the Adama, we're very earthy creatures. There's almost a whimsical comment made by Reish Lakish, whimsical but tragic, in the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Hey, Bo v'nach zik tov alav oseinu. We have to be very grateful to our forefathers for sinning so much. The Egel Hazav, but Ilmalehim Chatu, if it wasn't for the fact that they sinned, they would have been like B'nai Elyon, they would have been like Malachim, they wouldn't have had any children. And the Gemara says, really? They wouldn't have had any children? What about Priya Virivya? And the Gemara says, yeah, and Achanami, they wouldn't have had any children. That was for the generations before Matan Torah. They would have, like, sort of gone on into immortality. So the only reason we exist, Reish Lakish says, right, is because, you know, they proved themselves unworthy of Hashem's expectations. So now we need Hashem to fill the gap. Kumo Elohim Shafta Haaretz. Right, Hashem, you could only be the true Shofet. HaShofet Kol Haaretz, as Avram Avinu describes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, ki ata tinchal v'chol agoyim, you will be the one to provide, you know, stability for all of the nations, and that's unfortunate. So we failed Hashem's expectations in this regard. So, you know, obviously, like I said, the primary, you know, target audience here, as they would say, is the Dayanim, but in a way, right, it sort of speaks beyond that realm as well. We all have enormous potential, going back to Mizmor Ches for just a moment, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us above the rest of the cosmos and the hierarchy, but at the same time, you know, if we don't earn that, so we always have that duality inherent in us, and it's always up to us to make sure that we're living up to that enormous potential that Tzelem Elokim by definition implies. And if we don't, you know, it's a very It's a very sad thing, and it's a squandering of that potential. That duality was inherent in Adam HaRishon, right? In terms of the process that he went through, it's inherent in all of us to make those choices, Bechira Chafshis, to either be Bnei Elyon, to be amongst those who could be described as the Bnei Elohim, and not just Achen Ka'adam Timbusun Ucha Achad Asarim Tipolu. We shape very much our own destiny.